Good morning. I'm going to just drop the idea of bringing to you. So when you're thinking back about the seeds that were planted, if you can think of bringing, and there's going to be a couple other things tied to the idea of bringing. I hope as the word goes out, this isn't a seed that you're just going to forget. It's not something you're just going to lose, as if Satan came and stole what was planted. So let's start with the idea of bringing. We've all been brought here this morning. It's a work that God has specifically done, at least in a couple of senses, as you have been brought here. I come from a strange people, personally. We were having a family event recently, and my wife asked, "Will your mother be comfortable coming to our house?" And I went to her and I asked. And she said, "Of course, why would you ask that?" I said, "Because when you come to our house, you leave your coat on, and you have your purse on your shoulder, and you sit on the edge of the couch like some wild thing that's been led out of the forest and is watching for an excuse to run back to the trees." I come from a strange people. When I first came to Eastvale and I came to a new song event in Alexander Hall, my wife and I, we sat on the edge of our seat looking at each other and all of the shiny, happy people, well-dressed, and we thought, where have we been brought to? This is a strange place. Surely they will find us out. Surely we are in danger and we will be thrown away. We were brought somewhere. We were brought somewhere strange to us. This idea of being brought this morning, I have been brought before you. It's a bit of a strange thing. For those of you who are hoping to hear your pastor, sorry about that. But we are blessed in this place in which we live. We're blessed in the sense that we are in the kingdom of God. We're blessed in the sense that here we are in Beaver Falls, of all places, where we can bring other pastors over. Now, here I am, not your pastor. You know, you didn't sign up for this. And yet, here I am. For those of you who are welcoming me with a bitter reluctance, thank you for your tolerance. I'm here this morning, though, with warm gratitude. Warm gratitude for you. Warm gratitude for Christ. Warm gratitude that we've been brought to such a time as this in this world, in our salvation, in this church. Here we are, brought here in Christ Jesus. This morning, we're going to look at a bit of bringing and how it is we are to be bringing things as we are brought. We are in Matthew chapter 15. Please join me there. Matthew chapter 15, verses 29 through 31. Matthew 15, starting with verse 29. Jesus went on from there and walked beside the Sea of Galilee, and he went up on the mountain and sat down there. And great crowds came to him, bringing with them the lame, the blind, the crippled, the mute, and many others. And they put them at his feet, and he healed them, so that the crowd wondered when they saw the mute speaking, the crippled healthy, the lame walking, and the blind seeing, and they glorified the God of Israel. There is this bringing that has taken place. And we see that as we are brought, that's not the end of it for us. We haven't simply arrived. But we've been brought to a place and we have come in such a fashion that there is a corruption that remains. Here this corruption's described as the weak, the lame, the blind, the crippled. We see in other places even the demon-possessed. A corruption. Now this corruption is in the church. That is taking place. This corruption is in the world. This corruption's in our families. This corruption's in our hearts. We come and we've been brought by Christ to a wonderful and glorious assembly where Christ does work, where He is working, where He will work, and where there is a hopeful expectation of healing. I tell you, I would have despaired unless I had believed I would see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Amen. I am certain for you that you walk on the edge of despair. Perhaps you're in despair even now. You wait for things to change. You look for things to change. You pray for things to change. And yet we feel the burden of the corruption in our hearts, the corruption in our houses, the corruption in our churches, the corruption in the world. But here you have been brought. Here you have been brought to the feet of Christ. Here we've been brought together. So as you have been brought, I call upon you to bring your corruption to Jesus. Our first step is to recognize, to remember, to know Jesus is really here. Look with me at verse 29. Jesus went on from there and walked beside the sea. That would be enough for me. A picture of Jesus walking beside the sea. There he was, walking along. He felt the wind. The wind blew through his beard. He heard the sea. He was there and people were there with him. If that weren't enough for us, he walked by the Sea of Galilee. If you needed to, you could go there and see that sea. If you needed to, you could go walk along that beach. That's not all. And he went up on the mountain. And there he goes. A mountain by the Sea of Galilee. Jesus walking along, truly present, really present. And we see that we relate to him as he walked up the mountain. He was subject to all the corruption of this world, just like you and me. He needed to sit down. Other places describe Jesus even becoming tired. And he sat down there. Jesus walked the earth really and truly. Jesus walked the earth as a man. He was born in this world and in a low estate, subject to all the miseries of this life, like you. The corruption you know, the corruption that hurts you, that corruption hurt him as well. In John 11, it's described when his friend died, Jesus wept. In Hebrews 4, 14 through 15, you and I are to take a comfort from Jesus in his active presence, him being real and him having walked with us. Therefore, since we have a great high priest who passed through the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold fast our confession. Despair? Despair? Us giving up? Yielding to corruption? Not believing that we will see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living? No. Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold fast our confession. Because we do not have a high priest who cannot sympathize with our weakness, but one who has been tempted in all things as we are, yet without sin. Even more than this, even more than Jesus walking, more than him walking by the sea, more than him walking by the Sea of Galilee, more than him walking by the Sea of Galilee and walking up the mountain, more than him walking by the Sea of Galilee, walking up the mountain and sitting down there. He said, "All authority on heaven and earth has been given to me. And he speaks to you and says, behold, look, I am with you always, even to the end of the age. When he described to his disciples that he was going away, he said, this is good for you. Because if I don't go, I can't send my Holy Spirit. Somehow, some sense, right now, you're better off than if you were walking along the Sea of Galilee next to Jesus. The Holy Spirit given to you, that is the Spirit of Jesus given to you with a promise. Behold, I am with you always, even to the end of the age. Despair? Despair? For me? For you? When Jesus is with us? May it never be. Jesus is really here. Our next step is give your heart to the supernatural assembly. We're told that men love the darkness rather than the light, but as I read of this account, I imagine a great trench in the sea. Down in that deep, deep darkness where even if you light a lamp or shine a light, you still can't see beyond a border. Here there's this picture. Jesus has come into the darkness of the world and around the corruption of man, and he shines in the creatures around him rather than being like my family, running back to the trees to get away from the light. Along the edges of the darkness, beings start coming closer. Jesus is shining in this darkness, and these corrupted creatures are being brought near to him. Here we are. Here we are. I came here this morning, and I came with a torch. I came with a light. That's how I look at it when I come. I come and I come to shine Jesus. I hold it up for you. And look around. Here we've come. Out of the darkness. Coming closer. Coming closer to the light. This is the judgment that light has come into the world. And men love the darkness rather than the light, for their deeds were evil. A picture of the world as Christ came. Then Matthew 4:16, the people who were sitting in darkness saw a great light. And those who were sitting in the land of the shadow of death, upon them a light has dawned. Here we are. You've been brought here supernaturally. This is a work that God has done in your heart. No one comes to the Father unless the Father draws him. This is how you are here even this morning. If you are in Christ Jesus, this is how that has been done. Brought from shadow to light, you having been brought into a supernatural assembly by the will of God. Psalm 122, we see the picture of this healing. I was glad when they said to me, let us go to the house of the Lord. That's a supernatural work. That is an amazing truth. It is where you and I, if we have any joy being brought to the assembly, this is how we have been brought. A corruption being brought for the purpose of healing and glory. Our next step, we see as the people were coming, and this too is a supernatural work. It's a supernatural changing and a supernatural leading. Our third step is be the loving part of your community. The people aren't just coming on their own, but people are looking and they're seeing Christ, they're seeing this light, and they're going and they're grabbing the lame, the blind, the crippled, the mute, and many others. And they're bringing them to Jesus. And great crowds came to him, it says. If it was just the crowd, we could say, that's impressive. If it was just crowds, we'd say, wow. Matthew needs to say, great crowds were being brought to him. And they're bringing people on stretchers. bringing people along who are groping, people who can't see, people who can't walk, people with real need. You and I, we've been saved for such a purpose as this, to proclaim the excellencies of him who called us out of darkness into his marvelous light. You have been saved for such a purpose as this, to proclaim the excellencies of him who called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. The Great Commission is love. It is certainly love. It is both tablets of the law. It is love for God as you wish to see him glorified in people's worship. It is love for your neighbor because you would see them brought to life and light. To be a loving member of the Christian community, to be a loving member of your household, to be a loving member in the world. It is to bring the blind, the lame, to bring the crippled, the mute, and many others to Christ, to come to that light and to hear him. And what do we do with them? I wish I could heal people. I wish I could heal myself. I wish I could heal the injuries in my own house. I wish I could heal the injuries in my own church, Eastvale, in my own church, the RPCNA. I wish I could heal you, all your infirmities, all of your diseases. I wish I could heal your blindness. I wish I could bind up the broken, strengthen the weak. I wish I could, but I can't. We see the people coming in their full need. And in verse 30, it describes, and they put him at his feet. You and I are constantly in the place where we have to lay things at the feet of Christ. That is to say, I can't fix this. To you, O Lord, I lift up my soul. I can't fix this. We look at our neighbors, our closest neighbors, the members of our household. I can't fix this. I can't do it. I can't make the dirty clean with filthy hands. I don't have the knowledge, the understanding to do surgery on people's hearts. I can't fix this. We look at our congregation. I can't do it. I can't fix it. We look at our church broader. I can't. We look at the world. God, help us. I can't. I can't fix this. But each of these elements, each of these areas of corruption, Jesus came to save us from our sins. Jesus came to undo the work of Satan. Jesus came to make all things new. We bring it to him. We bring it in prayer. We bring it in hope. We bring them in faith, assurance of things hoped for, conviction of things not seen, Christ who will make all things new. And what we look at, what we hope for, and we hope because he has told us, we can believe. We know for certain that he's good, that he loves, and he does heal. Our fifth step is marvel at Christ's compassion. Verse 30. I don't know what you would do if you were out in great crowds, multiple, start dragging the blind to you, the crippled to you, the demon-possessed to you. I have felt like that as a pastor. Hold on, I'm running away to Colorado. I'm going to hide in the mountains. Back to the forest with me. I can't fix this mess. But Christ can. Christ can. Christ does heal. He's committed to heal. And he healed them. The crowd marveled as they saw the mute speaking, the crippled restored, and the lame walking, and the blind seeing. Look around. Look around this assembly. Look at this creature that dwelt in darkness even standing before you now. I was once called one of my favorite insults that I ever received. A friend of mine called me a bottom feeder from the shallow end of the gene pool. I was a creature of the forest. I was this dark thing. I was this thing muddling along in my own sin. I was blind. I could not walk. I could not run. I was nothing. And he dragged me out of the forest and out of the shadow, out of the pit of destruction, out of the pit of despair, and he throws me in front of a new song concert. Like, what is this? He brings me here. And he has me stand before you, barely invited. I just showed up, as far as most of you are concerned. To shine a light in the shadow for your heart, for your despair, in the worst of your despair, your own corruption, the corruption of your heart, and the corruption of your house. The corruption of your church and the whole corruption of the world. Isn't that Jesus' business? As he says, behold, I make all things new. It is Christ who is our healing when we sing, and I'm not quite there yet, don't get too excited. When we sing Psalm 103, we say, bless the Lord, O my soul. And all that is within me, bless his holy name, who pardons your iniquities, who heals your diseases, who redeems your life from the pit, who crowns you with loving kindness and compassion, who satisfies your years with good things so that your youth is renewed like the eagle. We have a hopeful expectation in Christ Jesus. I was struck with awe when my son was asked his favorite verse to give at his graduation. And he responded with Galatians 2:20. I have been crucified with Christ. And it is no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself up for me. Is there any shadow that's too dark for that light? Is there any despair that cannot answer? Yes, we've dwelled in shadow, and yes, there's shadow and corruption in our hearts and in our houses and our churches and in the world. But don't we have a certainty? A certainty that he will make all things new. I would have despaired. This morning I looked at the scripture and I sat at my dining room table sipping my coffee with the sunlight coming through. And even there I stood on the edge of despair. I remembered the verse. I would have despaired. I would have despaired unless I believed that I would see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. So hope, and ultimate healing. We see the response of the people who were there. Verse 31, so the crowd wondered, it says in your translation, that word wondered, it's okay. This is one of those places where you just can't do it in one word in English. The crowd wondered. My dad's famous for a quote of his. It's, huh, H-U-H, huh. My dad can speak volumes with huh. Is there a period on the end? If there's a period, you know, that just means he's mildly surprised or completely disinterested. Huh, with an exclamation point. I'm shocked. I'm amazed. Huh, with a question mark means I can't hear you because I used to work in the mill. Here, this word with the wonder or the marveled in the New American Standard, it's both. It's a marvel. It's a shock. It's an amazement. But then it says, with regard, here's a commentary on this and a definition, with the regard with amazement and with a suggestion of the beginning to speculate on the matter. They see these people healed and it's, whoa, wait. What's going on here? Who is this guy? Who is it? Who is it? Surely you know. Do you know his name? Do you know his son's name? Do you know Yahweh saves? Do you know Jesus? Do you know he who came to save his people from their sins, both the penalties and the consequences, and all the way to salvation and full healing, full redemption, full rescue, full salvation that brings the people to marvel and amazement to say, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. They come to this place where we are removed from despair. We take a step back from that ledge. The place where we would give up, where we would have no hope, where we would not believe that we would see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. That's not you. That's not me. That's not our King. Our King doesn't leave us. Our King never forsakes us. Our King, your King, uses all things together for good. For those who love him, for those who are called according to his excellent purpose, called, and here we are, brought out of darkness, out of shadow, called to his marvelous light. That's who we are, the church of the living God, his household, members of his house, rescued, protected, saved. And these people, at least in this moment, as they were brought to assembly of healing, brought to his glorious light, out of shadow. Look at the end of verse 31. To where have they come? And they glorified the God of Israel. That's where we are. This is where we've been brought to. Out of darkness, into his marvelous light, to proclaim the excellencies. The excellencies of Christ, who does heal. Have hope, faith, assurance, things hoped for, conviction of things not yet seen. I mean, if you see it, that's not faith at all, is it? But you and I have been brought. We've been brought. We've been brought here. So bring your corruption to Jesus. Let's pray. Our Father, we praise you who have brought us to such a time as this, that by your love and by your word and by your spirit, you brought us out of shadow. You transitioned us from the kingdom of darkness, of corruption, of sin and misery and eternal damnation, to life and light and healing and eternal salvation. We praise you, God, who makes all things new. Our God, we pray that you will not allow the devil to steal the word that has been planted this morning, that we will remember you bringing us out of darkness, that we will remember you accomplishing all good things, that we will have confidence that you use all things together for good, for those who love you, for those who are called according according to your purpose, and that we will have confidence that we will see your goodness in the land of the living. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.